Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly you have hay on the ground and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made, the Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world. It'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
The beef futures market has reacted positively to today's announcement on the U.S. and Chinese trade agreement. It looks like we're going to open up the market for U.S. beef exports into China or imports into China. And that could open up the demand picture here for the beef. It's been about 14 years since the last time we've been able to really import or export any beef to China. So that opens up the door there. It's estimated to be in a multi-billion dollar impact to the United States beef market. With over a billion people living in China and their population getting more and more acclimated to the United States beef, that can only mean good things. And that's what's lifted the market here today. We have June live cattle, $1.70 higher, $125.62. The further up back months, such as August up $2.50, October up $2.90. Then on the feeder cattle, in some instances, we're limit up today. May feeders, which is the front month, only up $2.20, $144.57. August, Sep, October, all up the limit here, up $4.50. Box beef continues to lead the way, it seems like, with the demand there. Choice was $247.22 at midday, up 36 cents, that's about $57 off the low there. Select $225.12, down $1.54. Cash for the week looks like it's going to be about $138.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures overall were mixed here today. We had corn 1.5 to 2 cents higher, beans 2 to 4 lower, and then the wheat's 0.5 to 1.5 cents lower. One big surprise today came on behalf of the cotton futures. July cotton was up the limit at 82.18, up the full move it can make in one day, up 3 cents. December up 97 at 73.50. If you look at the chart, that's the highest the July contract has traded in I guess the life of the contract. It's been on a steady uptrend really since March of 2016. Back then it went down to about 55 cents, or we're about 28 or so cents above that low, and it's been a really steady increase. Caught a lot of people surprised here with the December and March making. They're showing the strength that they're showing and given the number of acres and bales we're expected to produce this year, but of course we'll take any rally, because that's the one profitable crop it looks like right now for us down here in the South. Now, if you look at the ending stocks here in the United States, they've been slowly getting bigger. This is the most we've seen since about 2008 for cotton. And that stocks to use ratio just below 30% means we have about a 100-day supply in the United States. Now, the world cotton picture is getting a little bit tighter. It comes down every year since 2014, but we still have about 300 days of cotton in the world supply.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.